Hello everybody, welcome back to Story Guard, the home of Norse stories. Today's story is about one of Loki's children, Fenris. But before we get on to the story, be sure to name drop us anywhere you can. We are a brand new podcast and we need your help to grow. Now, on to the story. The Story of Tuesday. Loki was known to be a mischief maker on Asgard, and his children were no less. There was Hel, who was the goddess of death herself. She was the keeper of the underworld. Then there was Jormungand, who brought down the end of Thor in the far future. And lastly, there was Fenris. He was a tiny wolf to start with, but every day he used to grow leaps and bounds. He once became so big, he started trying to destroy Asgard. So the Asgardians had confined him to a small island.
"We must do something to stop Fenris from destroying everything," said Thor one day.
"I know, son," said Odin. "But what can we do? He is so much bigger than us."
"We need something to tie him down," said Thor.
They thought for a bit.
"Let's go to the Dwarven realm," said Odin.
Thor, Odin, and Tyr, the god of bravery himself, went to the Dwarven realm. They asked many people of any advice to stop Fenris, but everybody was clueless.
"Fenris, I can't do anything," said one.
"Fenris, you plan to take him on?"
No, said another. They went to so many dwarves, but didn't get anything. At last, they went to another dwarf, the last of them all. He was an old man, an old dwarf in this case. He had a huge beard which stretched from his chin to his legs.
"What can I do? We can easily take Fenris down with a good chain," said the dwarf.
He spent a week crafting his chain. Thor, Odin, and Tyr drank and feasted for a whole week. At last, when the old man was done, they all came to see his work. It was made of iron, magic one. It was sewn together with magic runes, and there was magic all around it.
"It's good that you have brought Thor," said the old man. "He's the only one who can lift it."
Thor lifted it and grunted. It was heavy, even for him. He swung Mjolnir and, holding Odin and Tyr, flew to the island on which Fenris was living. Fenris was eating a whole flock of sheep when they arrived. This was just his midday snack.
"Who are you who dare to deserve a death?" said Fenris.
He wasn't so angry right now, because Tyr had fed him when he was a pup. So he did not bite and kill them at once.
"Oh, Fenris," said Odin.
"We are trying to stop the giants from invading Asgard, and we have made this chain. Since none of us are strong enough to test it out, we thought to try it out on you."
"Oh, a test," said Fenris. "All right. Get it over here and tie me."
Tyr slammed down a nail into the ground and Odin tied the chain. Fenrir was tied.
"Oh, good test, bad chain."
With a single strike from his paw, the chain came crashing down.
"Oh no," said Thor. "Everybody back to the Dwarven realm."
They went back to the Dwarven realm.
leaving Fenrir to finish his feast.
Oh, did that tree not work? Said the old man. Wait here for another week and I'll get you another one.
They waited for a whole week patiently. At last, when the old man was done, they saw the chain. It was much larger than the other one. It looked more magically bounded and it had more chain mail.
This is going to be heavy, said the old man. I don't know if Thor could even carry this.
Let me try, said Thor, and heaved at it. At first he struggled, but after some time he was able to sling it over his back and carry it. They went back to the island. This time Fenris was making a meal out of a whole blue whale.
Oh, back for another chest? Said Fenrir.
Yes, said Odin.
This time we made a better one so that it will be stronger.
All right, said Fenrir. Bring it over.
They got it over to the wolf and tied him again. Fenrir pulled and pulled, but it was too strong.
All right, said Thor. Let's get a drink.
Not so fast, said Fenrir. Good chest, but bad chain.
With one snap from his jaws, he tore the chain into pieces.
What? Said Thor. Everybody, let's go back.
They went back to the Dwarven realm, irritated now and leaving Fenrir to complete his meal.
How can that not work? Said the old man. I give up.
Thor, Odin and Tyr went to look for another dwarf who could sew a chain better. At last, they found a young dwarf. He looked so young he might not be out of his 18s even.
Can you help us?
Said Odin.
Yes, of course. Said the dwarf. Here, let me show you your mistake.
He took some iron, put it on his table, grabbed a hammer and started smashing it.
Iron is strong, said the dwarf, but the hammer is made to break it.
Now he took a handkerchief and put it on the table. He banged the hammer again and again, but the handkerchief would not tear.
See? Said the dwarf. The hammer is made to break iron, not silk. Even Fenrir's teeth are made like that. They can break iron, but they are not enough to break silk. Give me a week and I will make you a chain.
So they waited another week. After a week, they went back to the young dwarf. There was on the table a small silk chain. It looked like even a puny child could break it. But they could see it was engraved with magic.
Take it, Thor, said the young dwarf, and tie Fenrir with this.
They went back to the island on which Fenrir stayed. Fenrir was sleeping.
What now? Said Fenrir. I do not like your chests.
Oh, said Odin, we've come back to make another chain.
He said, if you are able to break it, even the giants will be able to.
All right, said Fenrir, but I don't trust you.
You can trust me, lied Tyr. Remember, I've fed you as a pup.
All right, said Fenrir. But someone has to put their hand in my mouth so that I don't bite the chain too much.
I will, said Tyr.
He put his right hand into Fenrir's jaw and Thor tied him. First, Fenrir tried to pull, but it would not move.
Then he tried to swipe it with his paw, but it still did not break. Angrily, he bit the chain a bit softly, not wanting to hurt Tyr. But when that did not work, he growled in rage and bit so hard. "Ah!" screamed Tyr. In the process of biting, Fenrir had taken Tyr's arm too. Now Fenrir was tied and could not move. Tyr had sacrificed his arm just to save the earth. They went back to Asgard, happy. Thor and Odin told everybody about Tyr's bravery, and everybody cheered him. And that's why one of the days was called Tyr's Day, to give him respect. But over the years, its pronunciation has changed, and now we call it Tuesday. The end. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the story. This story was an adaptation by me, so it is not the original version. Now we are getting to an end of season 1. To stay tuned for season 2, continue listening to StoryGuard, the home of Norse stories. See you later!